All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning. Every Monday at this time, we profile a Michigan company or a Michigan business, a Michigan product. And Country Style Market is full of Michigan products. Their downtown store will be as well, and it will be a downtown Port Huron original, something people have been wanting a long, long time. Figured it was time for an update on what's going on at Port Huron's Country Style Market in downtown Port Huron. Joining us right now with the update is Country Style owner Steve Fernandez. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us on again. It's been a little bit since we were on last time. Late summer, maybe?
I think it was, yeah. Just kind of heading into the fall. And the plan had been for an opening in October. A lot of us had plans for projects to be finished a lot sooner than they are. This has been a difficult year for getting stuff done for a variety of reasons. But how are things looking at the store right now?
Well, so we were very bullish on the idea that we were going to be able to get all our equipment and get our stuff done and the store open by October 29th, but that came and went, and we were still lacking parts and pieces of our equipment. As we stand right now, we're a very strong 93% complete, so only two really big major things left to do. One is the elevator install, and luckily we got our permit issued last week and notification from Otis Elevator that they'll be mobilizing to start working on our building December 20th. And then the floor, the main floor for the building, the grocery store itself, needs to be leveled and then the new flooring put down. So that's another significant undertaking, and that's scheduled for first week in January. So, but other than those two really big ticket items, all of the other work is almost complete. Electrical, HVAC, plumbing, painting, cleaning. We've just been frantically. We've been working at a pretty frantic pace to get everything else done so that, you know, we can hit a January 28th grand opening date.
We will mark that on the calendar. We'll pencil it in at this point, and it's got to be frustrating knowing that you're that close but not quite there yet. What's it been like these last few months as you've been sort of, getting closer to the finish line?
Well, it is somewhat of a perplexing situation to have to face every day. You have all this equipment sitting around. You've got stuff arriving every week, doors, cabinets, freezers, coolers, and we're running out of place to put it. And we still have to finish doing, at that point, we were still working on painting and things like that. But now, all the cosmetic stuff is getting wrapped up, so at least we feel like we're seeing some definite major improvements now.
Yeah, it's exciting. Walk us through the store. What's it going to look and feel like once the doors finally open in another month or so?
Well, we're going to have a pretty unique blend of antiquity from the building itself built into the features of the store. We're really trying to highlight the whole glory of this building that was built 125 years ago. And there'll be some unique attributes that came with the building, and then there'll be a lot of fun things kind of mixed in and some interesting fun things, almost like a museum going on in the basement and on the main floor too, as far as advertising, kind of a retro feel, a retro look is what we're really going after.
That'll be neat. And of course, you'll have groceries for people that live downtown, people that work downtown, a lot of the things that you have at your North End store, and then a few other things too.
Yeah, we hope to make it a blend of not only just groceries and sundries or the cleaning stuff that people need, the toiletry papers and all that stuff, but we'll slowly start to introduce hot food into the mix, which is something we don't do at Fort Gratiot, but we will eventually, once we get our feet on the ground and just get the grocery store functioning first, then we'll slowly start to introduce the hot foods and turn it into, something where you could go every day and grab a bite to eat and have a good mix of hot food to choose from. So, but that, between the hot food and then just getting the right mix of staffing, those are going to be probably just as daunting as getting an elevator put in and a floor put down. A probably greater challenge, to be honest.
Well, sure, absolutely. You've got to be absolutely certain of when you're going to open as you begin to hire staff. You've already got a staff at the North End, but you need to supplement that at your new store. And so I guess if there are people that are interested in applying for jobs there, is it too soon to do that? When do you start putting your staff together?
Well, we have hired nine people. We have nine additional people working at the North End store right now that are either managers, floor managers, or department managers. Probably mid-January, we'll have the crystal ball should really start to clear up, and hopefully that January 28th date is ink and not pencil, because I'm getting tired of having to adjust opening date. But we are really sticking to this. As a matter of fact, my daughter and her family are flying in from Washington, and we have people flying in from Alaska, so we're pretty committed to that January 28th date. I mean, so much so that we've got people buying tickets to fly out here to be
there. You go.
Be here with us when we open. So
that's a good sign.
That's a pretty strong incentive to hit that target date. That's for sure.
I guess it is. We're talking with Steve Fernandez about Country Style Market in downtown Port Huron. January 28th is the target date to get the doors open and to celebrate downtown Port Huron's new grocery store. This has been a long time in the making, and I can imagine that people that you see around town, Steve, are asking you on a pretty regular basis, when are you going to open? When are you going to open? There's a lot of anticipation for this, isn't there?
Yeah, that was the whole reason we went with the grocery store to begin with, because that's the input that the community had given us. And now with so many extra lofts and, from 3 years ago to today, it's been an unbelievable growth story, Paul, in terms of the amount of condos, lofts or apartments that have come online since 2018. So there's even more demand now than there was years previous. But yes, this is a way overdue thing, and it's something that we're real proud to bring to the downtown, and because we love it here, we're getting a lot of great support from local people. So they're pretty excited.
As you've been renovating this building, Steve, you mentioned some of the history that will be on display for people that come to visit. Were there any surprises? And I mean, there's always surprises when you're doing a renovation project. But were there any things that sort of gave you a little window into history as you were looking through this building?
Some of the old windows that we found up in the rafters on the second floor that were from the original building in the 1800s, we cherish those. Those were real good finds. Never did find a box of gold coins or gold bars from the late 1800s. So, I mean, there's probably that disappointment that we didn't find a box of $600,000 of cash. But
darn.
Other than that, there are windows. There's a couple unique things. We even unearthed two pretty good-sized boulders from the basement of the elevator shaft.
Oh, wow.
And they are so unique that we put them up on the we built them into the wall in the interior of the store. So they're encapsulated in the wall forever now. And then we found some really old pieces of, looks like driftwood and planking. Well, I don't know what it is. We're just, there was stuff in the basement. There's old table, old chairs.
That's cool.
Just kind of knick-knack stuff. The door handles probably are the most unique thing. the door handles and the radiator grills from the old heating system.
Oh, wow.
We had them all sandblasted and powder coated because we're going to put them back in the building. They're so beautiful and ornate.
Can't wait to see it, Steve. I know a lot of people are really anxious to come visit. And January 28th, let's get the ribbon cut, the doors open, and welcome country style market to downtown Port Huron. Very, very exciting stuff. We wish you all the best as you head down to the finish line here.
Well, Paul, we appreciate all the support from this community, and especially you and your team at Radio First. I mean, you guys do a heck of a job for us, and we just can't wait to, like proud parents, you know, we want to show off our new home, but there's still a lot of blisters, a lot of blood to be let, and a lot of pain and suffering to go through to get, you know, we're not professional construction people, so trust me when I say we've cut ourselves, we've banged on our fingers, we're having a lot of construction, little wounds and injuries from just doing stuff you don't normally do for a living, so...
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
He worked it at the end.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears at that grocery store. Steve, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll look forward to talking again in early 2022.
Thank you so much, Paul, and same to all your listeners and to your team there at Radio First. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.